This call may be recorded. Press.
Hello?
Hey, Dustin.
Hi, I was just getting ready to call you.
Okay, what's up?
Oh, I was just going to find out what else I can do for you.
Oh, good. You got all the construction materials and tools and everything moved from the yard?
You had said tools, so I'm not sure. I got
little shingles and siding and wood.
Yes. The shingles I have not moved because I think that they should stay somewhere, so I got to figure out where to put them, but I'll put them somewhere.
Okay, you can put them anywhere you like. I just didn't want them sitting on the ground.
I'll take care of it.
All right, sounds good.
Lots of roofs and cut some vines down from the trees.
Oh, I really just need everything removed, you know, the items.
I know. I said that I took care of that.
What's that?
I know that.
Okay. That'd be great because, I mean, if you can do that, then I could use some help with painting the interior.
Okay.
But mostly, I mean, don't go in and start painting because I need that stuff removed, okay?
Yeah. I'm going to make a run to the storage unit and drop some stuff off there, and then I was going to come back.
Okay. I wondered if you might want to hang out with the kids. I wonder if you might want to hang out with the kids at 5:45 while I do a showing.
Yeah.
Or McDonald's or Burger King or a playground. Oh, hold on just a second. I need to help find him. Sorry about that. It's 4:33 now.
Do you need me here in an hour and 45 minutes.
You could, I don't know where you are, but where are you?
I'm at Stanley Drive, but I was getting ready to make a run of items.
Just if you wanted to be at Burger King or a playground or the McDonald's, I could just drop the kids off wherever you are at, like, 5:45.
Okay. I'm filthy, so probably a playground.
Okay. Is that okay? Which playground do you want me to drop them at 5:45?
Is there a playground around Lowe's in that area?
The playground closest to Lowe's might be Goffinsville.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, do you know where Goffinsville is?
No, but I'll find it.
Okay, well,
actually, can I get in there with my tool trailer?
I think so. It's a boat ramp.
Okay.
But maybe better make it like 5:35, since that's a little further away for me. Is that okay? I mean, further away from my showing.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, just a second. All right, sorry about that.
That's okay. I think
so
I was paid if I didn't put up the shoe molding.
What?
I think I will stay tonight and put up the shoe molding.
Well, that's not okay with me. Because you haven't finished painting the entire interior, and you're creating a new job.
This is the first time you've asked me to paint the interior.
I know, but I can't ask you to do something when you haven't finished the previous thing I've asked you to do. I'm not okay with you painting the interior because you haven't removed the materials from the yard. I came today to check if you had done what I asked, and you hadn't, so it's not safe for me to ask you to paint the interior because you might paint the interior without moving the shingles.
Without moving the what?
Without moving the shingles. Like, not, it's not going to please me if you start painting the interior when the shingles are still there. But it's certainly not going to please me if you create another project that needs to be finished on the interior when there's already not enough time to finish the existing project. So please do not install shoe molding.
Okay.
Can you pick up the thin set and the grout? I'm going to have Nick tile the front porch.
I could do that.
You could do what?
Never mind. I will get thin set and grout, but I don't know that I can do that before 5:30.
Oh, okay. So you're not going to Lowe's before Goffinsville?
I'm going to, actually, I'm probably not going to Lowe's, but the grout for, I don't know what grout to get you because I don't know what you're doing.
I'm just using the, what would you call them? The wood look just on the top step, not the whole thing, just the top. Just the top flat surface is going to be the new wood look that's sitting out there.
Is he trying to reuse the Ditra that's there?
The what?
The orange underlayment that's there, is he taking that out?
I don't know.
Can you ask him and text me?
No. Are you saying that you're not willing to buy the grout? Because if you're not, I'll do it.
No, I did not say that. I'm trying to figure out what to get you. That would be appropriate.
Okay. Then don't worry about it. I'll do it.
You don't even know the factors that I'm trying to ascertain to get you the right materials.
I understand that.
Well, I'm not saying that I won't buy you grout or a thin set. I'm trying.
I understand that you don't feel like you have the information necessary for you to be able to make a good decision. So I'm not going to put you in that situation if you. Can't do that.
So you don't want me to get grout or thin set with our
discount?
No,
I guess I'll do it.
Why are you guessing that you should do it when I get a discount? And
because I don't feel comfortable with the way that you treated me and the way that you...
What did I do wrong?
You didn't do anything wrong. You just made it clear that that's not a way that you're going to be able to help me because you need to become a whole lot more involved in knowing what's happening than you are. So it's extra people, extra middleman, and I'm going to simplify my life.
You understand that it's both of our money, and I get a discount if I buy it. It makes more sense to buy the appropriate material than the inappropriate material.
Oh.
I'm not trying to make your life more complicated. It will be more complicated if you use the wrong material because then it won't work.
Okay. Well, despite all of the shame and embarrassment you just caused me to feel with your
I'm not trying to make you cause,
words,
I'm not trying to make you
feel...
Same. I love you.
Oh, okay, good. Because whatever you wanted me to think, it actually didn't change my decision. So I've made a decision. And I hope that you can be okay with my decision. So, 5:35 at Goffinsville. Right?
I don't like the way that you're treating me.
I'm not sure what you mean. Do you mean you don't like how it feels to have a woman who is confident in making decisions independently of you?
What?
Are you saying that you
this
don't
is our,
like
this is
how
both
it's...
of our house. You're costing more money and bypassing my judgment in a field of expertise that I have because I asked a question. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Okay, I will work through my feelings of shame that you just gave me for my poor decision and hopefully come out of it okay emotionally. And you will work through your feelings.
I'm trying to make
feelings.
You feel shame.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. It sounds like you're having trouble processing this. And I genuinely
I think that this
hope
is
that
both of our house, and we should be able to make a decision about what grout
I'm
and
sure that you would like
that,
that
we use
and,
based on the materials that are present in the house that will work over time.
Yeah.
Not anything
I can hear that this is hard for you, and I think that
that's something that you can spend some time processing this week. And I know it might be really, really hard for you.
I already understand all of the factors. Yeah. I'm just saying that both of our property, we should do the right thing.
Yeah.
And your tone of voice and the way that you're talking to me is not actually kind or appropriate.
I'm sorry that my tone doesn't feel good to you. I'm going to spend a lot of time this week listening to this conversation, and I'm going to re-listen to it. And I'm going to make sure that some people who I trust who have really good tones listen to it with me to help me work on my tone, because it's important to me for you to feel that I'm a kind person, because you matter to me very much. And I do understand the concept of joint property, and I do understand the concept of one person spending joint assets without input from the other person. And I do know how that feels. So I genuinely can sympathize with how this might be really hard for you. And I understand that this is really hard for you. It doesn't mean that I care about you any less. It's simply that I have confidence to make decisions. And it might feel a little weird at first, but at some point I'm going to get used to how it feels, and at some point you'll get used to how it feels, and we're both going to survive. So I'll see you at Dolphinsville at 5:35. Goodbye.